USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Dorian will be near hurricane strength when it approaches Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is under hurricane watch and tropical storm warning and could take a direct hit from the storm on Wednesday.
This storm could be anything from a broken tropical depression all the way up to a hurricane by the time we get towards the latter part of the week.
Dennis Belchin with the National Hurricane Center, he also says,
we really are in a wait-and-see mode to see what transpires over the next few days. But the immediate concern right now is the tropical storm conditions and possible hurricane conditions.
A 63-year-old church in Philadelphia is burning as dozens of firefighters do their best to control it. Philadelphia Fire Commissioner Adam Thiel has confidence in his men.
Right now, the fire is not under control. Again, still a lot of fire in the church, but we think we're going to be able to hold it at two alarms plus.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
North Carolina is expanding their efforts to deal with e-cigarette addiction. The state is announcing it's filing lawsuits against 8 e-cigarette companies because it claims they marketed their products to children. Some new research makes a good case for looking at the bright side and expecting the best. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Surveys of over 70,000 people over the course of 3 decades found that optimists live as much as 15% longer than pessimists. People in the studies were asked about their feelings about the future. The most optimistic women were 1.5 times more likely to reach age 85 than the least optimistic of their gender. Among men, the optimists were 1.7 times more likely to celebrate an 85th birthday. The report appeared in Monday's edition of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Scientists. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former NFL tight end Rob Gronkowski is encouraging all major sports to update its policies to allow for medical marijuana treatments for its players.
Whether that's the NBA, MLB, or NFL, it's just time.
Gronkowski is a big fan of CBD and says it helped him become pain-free after all the injuries he suffered as a tight end for the New England Patriots. The 30-year-old retired earlier this year after helping the Patriots win the Super Bowl. He's become a business partner as well in CBD Medic. A new poll finds progressive Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is gaining ground. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the details.
Turning now to the Democrats, who are gearing up for the third debate next month. It's scheduled for September 12th. A big change in a new poll. Massachusetts Senator Progressive Elizabeth Warren gaining ground. Warren drawing a crowd of 15,000 over the weekend in Seattle and standing for 4 hours taking selfies with supporters. A new Monmouth University poll shows Warren tied now with Bernie Sanders, both ahead of Joe Biden, who's in third place. Back in June, Biden was on top in the Monmouth poll.
And finally, please remember you can take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.